Lo, 'tis a gala night, within the lonesome latter years, an angel, throng, bewinged, bedight, in veils and drowned in tears, sit in a theatre to see a play of hopes and fears, while the orchestra breathes fitfully the music of the spheres. This is the beginning of the poem Conqueror Worm by Edgar Allan Poe. The poem is about a play in which humans are being devoured by a huge worm, while an audience of angels watches the play. That poem was the inspiration for this painting, which is also titled Conqueror Worm, by Claude Black. At first glance, the most striking thing about this painting is the bright red worm. The creature stands out blood red against the dark hues of the scene. You might also notice the angels in the lower right corner. They look as though they are running away from the worm, and their hands are covering their faces, which might suggest fear or shame. In Edgar Allan Poe's poem, the angels were in an audience watching the worm. Why do you think the artist made the angels instead be a part of the scene? In Poe's poem, the dark shapes in the background seem to be controlling the people. What could these sinister-looking shadows in the background represent? They could be nightmarish monsters, or maybe they represent something more complex, such as anger or sin, or maybe something else entirely. In the end of his poem, Edgar Allan Poe adds the play is the tragedy man, and the hero of the play is the conqueror worm. The background of the painting is not just a dark color, but also has many bright spots like stars. There is a light shining from behind one of the mountains, which makes me feel hopeful. There is also a very small tree in the lower right corner that is covered in blooms. Why do you think the artist included these symbols? What do you think the artist was trying to make you feel? Do you think the artist meant these details as a symbol of hope or something else? Why do you think the artist made the trees so small and out of the way instead of making it more noticeable? Here's the end of the poem by Edgar Allan Poe. Out, out are the lights, out all, and over each quivering form, the kernel, the curtain, a funeral pall, comes down with the rush of a storm. While angels, all pallid and wan, uprising, unveiling, affirm, that the play is the tragedy man, and its hero, the conqueror worm. This has been Anna with another Bulldog Podcast.